This recording is provided by Times Square Church in New York City. You're welcome to make additional copies for free distribution to friends. All other unauthorized duplication or electronic transmission is a violation of copyright and other applicable laws. This recording cannot be posted on any website. However, written permission to link to the Times Square Church homepage may be requested by emailing info@timesquarechurch.org. Other recordings are available by calling 1-800-488-0854 or by writing to Times Square Church Tape Ministry, 1657 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019.
Well, I'm not going to preach what these notes are about. While I was sitting there, the Lord said, no, that's not it. Praise God. That's not what I want to, but I'm going to speak to you tonight, God willing, on the need of being filled with the Holy Spirit. That God wants you to be filled with the Spirit. And the words of St. Peter in the second chapter of the book of Acts. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as ye suppose." It must have been quite a thing going on because everybody thought they were drunk and mad. You know, it was quite a meeting, I'll tell you. "Since it is only the third hour of the day," 9 o'clock in the morning, they're not drunk. Praise God. "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." Thank God he kept the old men in there. I really appreciate that part of this prophecy. Hallelujah. "And on my hand, manservants and my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke or pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." God's Holy Spirit outpoured on the day of Pentecost. This is an incredible thing because God now comes into people within them. Jesus said he is with you and shall be in you. God had no place to dwell on this earth all those thousands of years after the thousand years after Adam fell. Finally, comes to Abraham, but he has no place to dwell. Moses built a tabernacle so he could dwell among them, but nobody could go into that. Only the high priest, the priest could, and the high priest. And the women never got even into that area. There was a court for the women. Then the temple was built and no one could go there but the priest. And then the high priest once a year. And finally, Jesus came. Born of the Virgin, bore our sins, and Jesus said, "I am going to send you another Comforter. It is important that I go away, because if I don't go away, he will not come." And they were so disheartened when he said he's leaving. But he said, it's important because I am limited. I can only be, this is God in the flesh and I'm God with you, but I can only be here a little bit. But I am going away. And when I am glorified, I am going to send the Holy Spirit that's going to come and be outpoured. And he is with you, but shall be in you. And that will be God in you. Hallelujah. That is what it's all about. Jesus Christ redeemed us, purchased us, bought us back, cleansed us with his blood that he might take possession of these bodies. Now he doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. He's not in an earthly temple. There's no such thing as his being in a particular building. That's over. Now he wants to dwell inside of you. He has purchased you, and you are to be the temple of God. He's called you to be the temple. We are the temple. Hallelujah. Paul says that in Corinthians. We're the temple. But God wants to fill everybody with the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be filled. That's why he saved you. Because he wants the world to see him through you. He is not here. Jesus isn't here. The temple, the old temple is gone. It doesn't exist. Now God wants the world to see Jesus through you and in you. And he wants the Holy Spirit's power to come within you and take over. And it's not just for a special few. Somehow folks feel like, well, that's for, no. That's for everybody. That's for every Christian. Every person that's bought with a price, God wants you to be the temple of God. He wants to fill you with his power and with his spirit. And he wants to take just ordinary people, men and women, and show the world what he can do with his power. When we're totally yielded to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the secret of your life. That's what it's all about. That's why he saved you. He saved you that you might have eternal life, but that you might be a house of his Holy Spirit. That you could be the temple of God. That the world can see you. You are the light of the world. Jesus isn't here. The temple is gone. The only thing there is for folks to see God and hear God is through his people. And he wants his power in you. He wants to show the world himself through you. Yes, you. Yes, you. And you and you and you and you. It's just ordinary people he wants. He said, I have not called many mighty people. I'm not calling great people. I don't need them. I don't need them. Isn't that wonderful? Because that brought me in. Hallelujah. I don't need great people. All I need is yielded vessels that my power can be seen, that folks recognize that is something beyond the natural. He doesn't need great top people. He doesn't need any great. So, oh, if this person got saved. No. God needs the humblest person filled with the Holy Spirit can do what God wants done. Hallelujah. He wants you to be filled with his spirit and his power. He said it's necessary that I go away because if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit and he will come in and take possession of you and change you. And make you into another person. And I will become God working through you. It will be my power and my spirit will work through you. You're looking at a miracle tonight. I was raised with no father. Terribly inferiority complex. We were so poor, the poor people thought we were poor. That's how poor we were. Even the poor people said, now there's the really poor people, you know. We're poor, but they are the poor of the poor. It was depression. And when I was raised, there were a lot of poor people, but we were at the bottom of the barrel. And but God had a wonderful thing. God had filled my mother with the Holy Spirit, and that never took her down. Poverty never brought us down and never brought us under because she was always praying and God was taking care of us. But I was saved, wonderfully saved. You've heard me tell the story how God saved me. But I went to Bible school, but I never could stand up and speak. I was so backward and so far from being able to speak. I never testified once in 3 years of Bible college. Never once. I couldn't get up. Other people stood up and spoke with power and anointing and told what great things God had done for them. I never did. I couldn't. And my brother and my family thought, he'll never make a preacher. He can't. We know him. It's impossible for him. In fact, my oldest brother said to me, now, Ben, it's nice that you go to Bible school, that you're going to Bible school. And Bible school is a wonderful place to go. It'll help you a lot. But you know, and we know, you can't be a preacher. It'll never happen. But it's quite all right. Just stay there anyway, and it'll help you. Praise God. But you're never going to be a preacher. We all know that. And you know that. I knew that. He knew that. We all knew that. So I said, well, God will do something, but I know I'm called. But the third year, God filled me with the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit came upon me. And I stood up, and the power of God came upon me, and I spoke beyond myself and out of myself, and I became somebody else. And to a shock of my family and to everybody else, praise God, and a shock to me, because God can take you and the most backward and the most humble and the most wayward and touch you with His power and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and can amaze people. And there's young folks in this building tonight, God and older people as well, but God is calling this generation. He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. What this world needs is the Holy Spirit. Yes, we need talent. Yes, we need all that. That's fine. That's not really the answer. What New York City needs and what this world needs is young people and old people that are filled with the power of God, that know the Holy Spirit, that are listening to God, that God is talking to you. And He's calling you, and He wants to do it for you. He wants to touch you, and it's not hard. It's a gift. You can't earn it. We kind of thought we had to earn it in my days, you know, just pray so much. No, you've got to ask for it. Ask for it. Open your life. Yield yourself to Him, and His power and His glory will come upon you, and God will call you. He's got a plan for every life in this place. He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan, and that's the plan that counts. That's what matters. It's not, well, what are your ambitions? No, lay your ambitions to one side. They're trash. And let the Holy Spirit come upon you and fill you and talk to you and change your life and use you in a mighty way. God is going to do great things in this last hour. He said when the Son, before this happens, He is going to pour out His Spirit in the last of the last days. And this, we are going to see a mighty thing of God. Satan's power will be demonstrated. Destruction is coming. Just the other night, I just felt like crying for the Holocaust. I thought of all of those Jews that died, the Jewish people. And I love Jewish people. I've had some really close associates with Jewish people whom I loved. And I lived with them over in Brooklyn and loved them. And I thought of those billions of children and women and men herded into those concentration camps and gassed. Stripped of their clothes, placed in those places and gassed, and then burned. What a terrible thing. 6,200,000. It's not over, folks. We're in. I don't care what you hear on the radio and in the newspapers. They don't know what's going on. They really don't. Believe me, they don't know. God and the Holy Spirit knows. We're in an awesome day. It's not over. Troublous times are coming. The World Trade Center's coming down. The floods in New Orleans are just a sample of the things that are coming on the earth. Troublous times are coming. But I have good news for you. There's going to be a generation of people that are going to rise up with the power of the Holy Spirit within them and are going to do mighty things for God. Yes, Satan is going to work. work. There will be destruction. It's well described in that. But he said, in the last days, saith God, says God Almighty, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, and your daughters will prophesy, and young people will prophesy, and I'm going to pour out my Spirit on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is going to be, it's fantastic. One of the great things about this movement is God has poured out His Spirit on women as well as men. It's incredible what God is doing, what He will do. Praise God. You know, I had a friend in Brooklyn years ago pastoring there in DeGeronimo. Pat DeGeronimo came from Italy when he was 3. Never could go to school much because he had to work. His folks brought him here when he was a little boy, and he worked so hard. Pat got saved. Not in our church, but I got to know him. He got saved, and he lived between on the border of Queens and Brooklyn, and out going toward the airport. And Pat got filled with the Holy Spirit. And one day, he was witnessing to these old elderly Jewish people, and the Holy Spirit came on Pat, and he began to speak Yiddish. Now, Pat could hardly speak English, and he didn't speak English good, but he was speaking perfect Yiddish, and then he began to sing in Yiddish, and these Jewish people began to cry. And they said, where did you learn Yiddish? Where did you learn Yiddish? And he said, I don't know Yiddish. I don't know a word of Yiddish. All I know is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And they said, but you were singing songs of the synagogue in Europe that we have never heard since we came to America. And we were singing the songs from our synagogue back in Europe, and we haven't heard them. And they were crying, and they said, how is this? He said, it's not me. That's the Holy Spirit is reaching out after you. The Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Holy Spirit knows every language. People, it is incredible what God would do if you would yield yourself to Him, if you would let Him fill you with His Spirit, if you would listen to what He says. It is beyond belief what God will do with yielded people. Now, I used to preach often in a city in St. John, New Brunswick, in Canada. And we had the Davis sisters pastored a great work there. Now, these Davis sisters were from Georgia. One was a school teacher, and one was the principal of the school, elementary school. The Holy Spirit came down and fell upon these women, and God filled them with the Holy Spirit in the early days of this movement. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit came upon these two women and filled them with the Spirit. Now, their folks were wealthy, wealthy people, Presbyterians. Her father built the Presbyterian church, so they had gotten the baptism, so they went back to the Presbyterian church, which her father built, which they were part of, and the power came on them, and they put their hands up, but they didn't have hands raised in that particular Presbyterian church, didn't allow that. So the pastor sent this is just what happened. They sent the ushers to tell them to put their hands down. But the power was on them so powerful, they couldn't put them down. So the ushers grabbed these women's hands and tried to pull these. And these are just little teeny women, very little women. Could not get their hands down. So they decided to take them out of the church. And these men pulled as hard as they could. And these women were filled with the Spirit, not trying to resist, but it was like they were walking through heavy water. And these men could hardly move them out of the church. The power was on them so strong. Then the Holy Spirit said to these two women and to Professor Mosley, who was one of the most educated men in America, one of the 10 most educated men in America, professor at the university there, he'd gotten a baptism. So the three of them, the Spirit said, go down downtown and hold a street meeting next Sunday. They won't let you in the Presbyterian church. The next Sunday they went down, and the Spirit came on them, and you could hear them for a mile. These little women, the power came on these women. 10,000 people came out to hear them. 10,000 people came and heard these two women and Professor Mosley. This is power, folks. Now, let me tell you something. Sister Davis put her hand out the window, and the Holy Ghost said, go north. Go north. All day they drove north. And at night, they stayed in a hotel. They stayed in a motel, wherever. The next day, the Holy Spirit said, go north. She kept her hand out. Go north. Go north. Kept on going. They went to St. John, New Brunswick. A mighty revival came to St. John. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I used to go there and preach. Came. They never went back down to Georgia until 20-some years later. They went back to their hometown. God said, go north. They went. A man by the name of Crabtree was their youth leader. His son, Charles, just preached at the General Council, was raised up under these people. They became great workers. Hundreds left that church and went into the ministry from these two women. These two little women. I used to go there and pray. These women made you prayed all the time. I mean, they prayed. This is the truth. Constantly. I was speaking all day Saturday. I was praying. Praying and seeking God. Saturday afternoon, God said to me, go to the Salvation Army. I've never been to the Salvation Army before nor since. But I love the Salvation Army, so nothing wrong with it. It's just that I had no reason to go. It's wonderful. They were having a revival meeting in the Salvation Army. And the Spirit said, go to the Salvation Army. I went and a man preached a wonderful gospel message. Gave an invitation. Nobody came. And I said, well, I've been advertised in the newspapers. It's not such a big city. I don't want folks to think I'm trying to proselyte. I really have no intention. I'm just here because the Holy Ghost said, come. I left a little early. I said, well, I'll go up to a Hotel Admiral Beatty and witness to this alcoholic I've been witnessing to. I started up there and walking up the street toward the hotel, I pass an alleyway, and there's a young man sitting in the alley, dressed really nice, but he's sitting on a box in the alley, crying. I started to walk by him, and the Spirit said to me, go speak to this young man. Well, I've lived in Brooklyn for many years then. You just don't speak to people in alleyways. You come from Brooklyn, you know. And the Spirit said, no. I walked on by him and said, no, I'm not talking to this man in the alley. And the Spirit said, go speak to that man. The Holy Spirit said, I went over to him and he's crying so profusely. And I put my arm on his shoulder and I said, son, why are you crying? What's wrong? He looked up at me and he said, I should have been in that gospel meeting. I should get saved. I need God. I need God. I need the Lord. Well, I said, they're still singing. We've got time to go back. I said, I'll go back with you. He said, would you go with me? I said, yeah, I'll go back with you. Yeah, but he says, when I get in there and I go to the altar and ask God to save me, just when I get there, they say, Bram, old boy, get up, take it by faith, you've got it. And he said, I don't have anything. I need God. He was drunk. He was under the influence of alcohol. I need God. I said, well, listen, I'm going with you. And there's nobody going to send you home till you want to go home. I'm going to stand guard over you. I said, is nobody going to dismiss you tonight? Would you stay with me? I said, absolutely. Come on. Let's go together. So this Bram and I walked back into the Salvation Army, and we walked down the aisle. And when we walked down the aisle, people began to cry. We went to the altar. Bram fell on the altar. Two or three of the Army officers came around him, and he began to pray. Sure enough, in a few minutes, one of the officers came to us and said, now, Bram, old boy, get up. Take it by faith. You got it. And Bram stood and he fell on his face flat and cried, says, I don't have anything. I need God. And I said, now don't say that anymore to the officer. I said, leave him alone. We're going to stay here and pray till Bram tells us when to leave. We stayed there and prayed and prayed. And I kept everybody away from him. I kept everybody praying. And finally one man came at me and says, who are you? I said, does it matter? He said, no, it doesn't matter. Well, I said, then if it doesn't matter, am I telling you to do the right thing? yeah, you're telling us to do the right. Well, I said, just do what I say and keep at it, you know. And so we kept on praying. Finally, the sexton saw I was in charge, so he came over to me and he said, you know, it's late. And it's Saturday night and it's late and I got to close this place down. Well, I said, could we pray downstairs? He says, yeah. I said, all right. I told all the folks we're going downstairs and pray. So we went down to the basement. We kept on praying and Bram sobered up. Now we're really praying, seeking God. And finally the sexton came to me and he said, I've got to close this place down. So I said, is anybody here with a home we can go? We still got to keep on praying. And an officer said, yes, you can come to my house. All officers, several of the officers, myself and Bram, we went to this man's house. Little Canadian, cold linoleum floor and real antiques around the place. And we got in a circle and we began to pray. And Bram is praying and we're praying. Now it's midnight. We're still praying. We're hanging in there praying and seeking God. And finally, this little girl, Bram's daughter, I didn't know this, who she was then, and Bram's little girl, 10 years old, comes and kneels down and says, would you pray for God to save me? I want to get saved tonight. We prayed for her and she gets saved. In a few minutes, Bram's wife, I don't know who she is, she comes and says, she kneels down and says, would you folks pray for me? I want to come back to Jesus tonight. I'm going to give my heart to Jesus tonight. She came back and knelt there and got saved that night. And all of a sudden, about 2 a.m, Bram shot his hands up. He said, hallelujah, I've got it. I've got it. Praise God. I'm delivered. I'm saved. Praise God. Well, we are shouting and we are praising God and everybody's crying. We're praying. My hands are up. And I felt like speaking in tongues. And Satan said to me, now you'll spoil it all. I said, oh no, the damage is done. It ain't going to spoil anything. So I started speaking in tongues. And while I'm speaking in tongues, I listen to one of the Salvation Army officers. He's speaking in tongues. So there's two of us speaking in tongues, 2 o'clock in the morning in his house in St. John's, New Brunswick. And we're praising God. Hallelujah. And the power is falling. And the wife is crying and she's praising God. And the little girl is safe. And Bram's mother is sitting over there in a wheelchair. She says, come and pray for me. I think God will heal me tonight. Said, praise God. Well, we had a meeting till early in the morning. And when finally it was over, I said, now I'm speaking over here at this church at the Davis Sisters, but don't anybody come. Don't you dare. You go back to the Salvation Army and thank God for what he's done. You have no meetings tomorrow night. If you want to come tomorrow night, fine. But don't leave your church. I'm not here for that. I'm here for Jesus Christ and to see the lost saved. And that night, across the whole crowd, across the balcony, and old Bram waves his hand to me as I stand up to preach. And I wave back, and the Salvation Army officers all are waving their hands, and the whole crowd of them. And we're all praising God. Nobody else in the church knows what's going on, you know, but we're waving our hands. And he said, we've been together all night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got a letter when I went back home from Bram Marshall. Never forget it. He said, I wanted to thank you. That night in the alleyway, I was an alcoholic. My wife had left me. I had lost my job. My life was hopeless and in ruins. That night, as we prayed, I came back to Jesus. I've been delivered from alcohol. My family is back together, and we're serving God, and we're going through with Jesus. And I just wanted to thank you for that Saturday night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, you can't figure that out. There's no way to figure that out. There's no way to figure out. But if the Holy Spirit can have his way, I could tell you stories all night here. But God wants to do something for you tonight. And I'm not going to do that. In just another 5 minutes or so, we're coming down here to pray. And God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I want you to know something tonight. God's power is no different. He is no respecter. I am nothing special. Nothing special. Whatever has been done because of the Holy Spirit and listening to God and yielding to Him and prayer and seeking God. And there's folks in this, what would happen if everybody in this place here would be filled with the Spirit? God will use you at your place of work. He will speak to you. He'll lead you to people. He'll guide you to people. He'll speak to you. Hallelujah. He wants to guide you. He wants to fill you with His power. He wants to give you a word to help somebody that's down. Hallelujah. 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 And because it's not just for a few people, it's for the old. He said old men and old women and young men and young women and boys and girls. There's an anointing for you. There's a call. God wants to lead you. He's going to send folks to the ends of the earth. He wants to use you where you are. Some of you He'll send away. If you could only see what God would do if you would totally yield yourself to Him. Think of those two women that yielded themselves to God, those two school teachers, and hundreds went into the ministry because of these two women that gave their lives totally over to the Lord to be used of Him. And He's no respecter of person. These are the last days. He's laying His hands on young men and young women and older people, and He will anoint you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He wants to lead you out. Praise God. He wants to do something in your life. And He's got a ministry for you. My mother was 50 some years old, and God spoke to her, leave everything. Go. She had a tremendous story. My grandfather was a Baptist minister. My mother got the baptism back in the early days of the outpouring. Never saw anybody receive the Holy Spirit. God filled her with the Holy Spirit. My grandfather put her out of the home. Said, if you go to those meetings and those people are, you know, they're fanatics, and you won't be able to stay here. So my mother at 18 stepped out on her own, and God used her in an incredible way. What a story she had to tell. 2 years later, he stood up in the Baptist church and said, I was wrong. My daughter has something that I don't have, that I need, and I'll never say that. I'm inviting her back. She never got back because she was out going for God. But I want to tell you something. God wants to pour out His Spirit on you. There's an anointing for you. Don't let the devil say that's for somebody else. That's a lie. It's for you. How many are saved in here tonight? Let's see your hands. God has saved you. God wants to fill you, and many, many of you are filled. I know that. But God wants to do something new in your life. He wants the anointing, a fresh anointing. He wants that anointing continually on you. He wants your life to be an overcoming life. Hallelujah. You're going to make it, and you're going to win. And He wants you to be filled with His Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Young man, young woman, yield yourself to the Lord. Ask God what He wants you to do. Ask God, what does He have for you? Ask Him, what is His plan for you? Many of you are called into ministry. Many of you He'll raise up in a special way. Ask Him. Tell Him. Put yourself at His disposal and see the mighty things that God will do. There's going to be a generation to rise up that's going to match Satan's power in his last hour. The church is not going down in defeat. I've got news for you, folks. The church is not going down in defeat. It's going to be triumphant. Hallelujah. It's going to be triumphant. Hallelujah. And some of us may not be here to see it, but you are going to carry it on. God wants to give you an anointing and a power for this hour. He wants to touch you and show the world that He is God Almighty and He can do what He wants to do. Hallelujah. 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 This wicked city is not too much for God Almighty. He can send us a revival in the heart of this city and shake the foundations and shake the powers of wickedness. But He wants young men, young women, old people to intercede, to be filled with His power, to stand up and say, it can be done. The devil is defeated. There is victory, and we're going to have it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Let's stand together. I want you to come down here and seek God for an infilling of the Holy Spirit tonight. God, come around this front. We've got time. Now, we've quit early so that you've got time. Come on down here. Come on, young people. Come on down here tonight. And the pastor's going to come and lead us. And let God fill you tonight. Let this be tonight. Open your heart up. Right? Just put your hands up to heaven. Hallelujah. You can't earn it. It's a gift. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you're blood washed, if it's committed people, commit yourself to Him. Come on, fill the front end. Put your hands up where you are, all over this building, upstairs, wherever. Fill this front here. Pastor, come and lead us, and let's believe God to fill believers with the Holy Spirit here tonight. Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah. Give God thanks tonight. What an awesome, powerful testimony. I had just gotten saved off of drugs, and I was just brand new saved, and I came out of the hippie movement, as you know, most of you know my testimony. But so I had this long greasy hair, and this leather thing around my neck, and this thing around my arm, and I was just all, you know, jeans with holes in them and sandals, and I was coming to church, and this was like the second week I was coming to church, And went to the prayer meeting that night, and it sounded like everybody was just praying and getting through. I was just brand new saved, brand new water baptized. I was saved and baptized quickly. But I went to the prayer meeting the second week I was saved. I was there, and it sounded like everybody's prayer was going right through to heaven, and mine was hitting the roof and coming back down. Hitting the roof and coming back down. Hitting the roof and coming back down. And I was just, at the end of that meeting, I was just so heartbroken that God wouldn't listen to my prayers. That I began just to say, God, what is wrong? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, take that thing off your neck. I bust that leather thing off my neck. And He said, take that bangle off your arm. And I just began to bend that thing open and took that thing off. And He said, you got to change your jeans. And I said, I'll do it. And He said, you got to get rid of those sandals. I'll do it. And I just, as all those things began to just take place in my life. And then it was all over. The dealing was finished. And the prayer meeting was over. So I don't know how long the dealing was, but the prayer meeting was over. And I just burst into tears. I said, oh God, the prayer meeting's over and I didn't even get to pray. And as I was just weeping there, the pastor came along with two other people. And you got to understand, I'm so totally unchurched. I know nothing about church, zero. I haven't even heard of this thing called tongues in my life. I'm glad I didn't know about it, otherwise I probably wouldn't have gone to that church. And they just began to lay hands on me and began to pray. And they said, just ask the Holy Spirit to fill you right now. I said, oh, Holy Ghost, I don't know what they're saying, but all I know is I need to be filled with something else because my prayers are going to hit there and coming back down. At least this roof is higher than the church I was in. And in that moment, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I began just to speak out in tongues. Never done a thing in my life, never learned it, never knew anything. God just, this prayer language just began to flow. Amen? Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit, folks. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Anthony, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to get it tonight. You want it? Amen. Raise your hands towards heaven, folks. Pray this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, I thank you that I am washed in the blood of Jesus. My sins are forgiven me. But I know that I need what was preached tonight. I need your power. Holy Spirit, I'm tired of living my life in my own strength. I want a new power, a power of God to live with boldness. Now, Holy Spirit, by faith, I believe that as I open my heart to you tonight, you will come in with power and unction from on high. Holy Spirit, come into my life. I receive you. I believe right now that you are baptizing me in the power of your Holy Spirit. Now give me the utterance to speak in tongues by your strength. This is my prayer language, and I believe that you're giving it to me right now. I confess that from this second, from this moment onwards, I am a person filled with the Holy Ghost and power from on high. Now give him thanks. Hallelujah.
This is the conclusion of the message.